All right, and welcome to Cartoon Rewind, the podcast where we take a trip down good old memory lane. And guess what? Relive our favorite childhood cartoons, toys, and anything that's going to geek us out. Of course, I am your host, Frank, and with me are my trusty co-hosts, the Cartoon Encyclopedia, the Toy Encyclopedia, the person that knows everything and anything. Of course, I'm talking about D himself. And the man that I want to be when I grow up, you know who I'm talking about. Talk about that guy right over there, talking about Rolly. Now, before we get into today's episode, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you never miss out. You can find us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or you know what? Wherever you get your podcast. Plus, explore more at CartoonRewind.com for exclusive content. And you got to check out our new toy store to upgrade your collection. For your daily cartoon fix, guess what? It doesn't just stop here. You can continue that by joining us on Instagram and TikTok. And guess what? Let's get into today's episode. Rolly, how you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. Think about getting you, buying you a shirt, right? A Cartoon Rewind shirt that says, there's someone I want to be when I grow up, and then I'm going to have one that says
it's me
when he grows up. Yeah,
it's me. Yes.
Yes. So, but yeah, doing pretty good.
You know, I'm excited about today's episode.
Well, because today's episode is all it's Transformers.
Yes, it is.
Now, I can't remember the, what's this one's about.
Oh, you don't have to Google it.
I figured. No, I was going to say, I didn't even try to Google it.
Okay.
So, but so this week is, well, before we get to that, Dwayne, how are you doing?
I am ecstatic. Got a new microphone. 2025 is looking promising for both podcasts, so I'm ecstatic.
And 2024 just went by way too quick, man.
It shot by.
I think the older we're getting, the quicker it's going by. Like, it's a blink of an eye.
Also, in that case, for me, it's going super fast then.
Faster. Yeah, it's going for you faster than it goes for me, that's for sure.
Yes. And Andy.
Super fast.
A lot of exciting things coming for 2025. Most of it for the Cartoon Rewind, I think the exciting thing is the website and making that grow. And I know you're proud of your social media presence there, Frank the Stallion. And growing that. We're like close to, like I said, 100,000 likes on TikTok. And then views is a lot. And then I know that we keep on growing. We'll soon be, at the time of this airing, we're close to about 5,000 followers.
Yeah. Nice. Nice.
But you know what, though? We have to remind our audience, our fans, that they cannot just subscribe to one social media. They gotta subscribe to the top three, which is YouTube, IG, and of course TikTok. Because sometimes I only post certain special content per social media. So something you can find on TikTok, you won't be able to find on IG. But on IG, you will be able to find something, but you can't find it on TikTok. I do that on purpose. I add special content. You know what I mean? To get everyone to subscribe. You know what I mean? So we got to make sure everyone subscribes to our IG account. Let's go. Come on. Step it up.
Yeah.
And our YouTube.
Yeah. And the same thing goes, to our YouTube and when it comes to our podcast, our YouTube version has a bonus features usually at the end where I'm gonna say one of us messed up. Not so much Dwayne, because he sits in the shadows and just corrects us. But
it's mostly me.
I join you from time to time. So, but talking about this week's episode, so we talked about it. This week is a Transformers episode. We're going to rewatch one of our favorite cartoons, which is Transformers. This is a G1. Also in season one of G1, and this is episode 14, titled Heavy Metal War.
One of the best episodes.
Is it? Why?
Oh my God, I am so glad. So do you want me to give you a high overview?
High overview, no spoilers. There may be somebody who's never watched
it. He's gonna spoil it.
Okay, look, this came out what in 86? If you haven't seen it by now, too bad. Right.
It came out in 84. It's only been 39 years.
I'm sorry, that's right. 86 was the movie. That's what my mind was on. Yes. Alright, so Megatron challenges Optimus Prime. Right? But wait.
That's every
let's
week.
Let's move up a little bit. You see these six vehicles that are from constructions, and you're like, what is that, right? And then it pans out, and then you get Megatron, who says, you know what, I'm gonna challenge Optimus Prime so that we can distract them, but you know what, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take Thundercracker's powers of teleportation. I'm gonna take Rumble's freaking, when he does this thing and the earth shakes, and he takes a few others, and then Prime accepts. And of course he thinks, oh, you're so honorable, Megatron. I know you're not going to deceive me, even though their title is Decepticons, right? But let's forget about that. Meanwhile, while they're having this fight, remember, Megatron took a few other Decepticons' powers. So he's more powerful than normal, right? Meanwhile, if you go back to the arc, Teletran 1, right? The Constructicons, which we don't know that they're Constructicons yet, right? They're digging underneath because I forgot what they were doing. And then guess what? Teletran realizes what's going on and they activate the Dinobots. And then boom, they go at it.
So guys, thank you for joining us on this podcast. I hope you enjoyed the cartoon.
But since
Frank just went through the whole thing, so thanks, guys.
Oh, no. I skipped a lot.
See you next week.
All right, later, guys.
I just want to know one thing. Why the Dinobots didn't become a combiner until, what?
Not back then.
2021, they became a combiner, so why didn't they put the Dinobots
in the
combiner?
They weren't able to think of that back then. It would have been sweet. But this was the first time Devastator and you see the Constructicons. And I remember, like, if it was yesterday, bro, when I saw them freaking phase one, phase two, I still remember that shit like if it was yesterday. Bro, I was like, oh, I gotta have it.
So I can tell you the answer. I can answer Dwayne's question.
They only had the
only combiners that Takara had were the construction vehicles. And then the Dinobots were just transforming dinosaurs that they had in the back shelf that no one was using. It's not like they designed them purposely. They went to the car and like, okay, what other transforming robots can you give me? Well, I have these stupid Dinobots. dinosaur robots. All right, Dinobots. It makes perfect sense. Transformers, Autobots, they all about cars. One guy created Dinobots. It makes total sense.
Why not?
Yeah. So it was it made no sense. And they just, Takara just had the toys and, you know.
And look, so popular. The Dinobots are so popular.
Side note.
Yeah.
Devastator can fit inside of Astro Drain. Side note.
Yes.
I don't know
but
how.
But in robot mode.
I don't know how. I do not know how, but. A 30
when
foot tall.
Turns into a robot. He's smaller than the Devastator.
Yes, a 30 foot combiner can fit into Astro Train, who is probably what, 10 feet, 10 feet tops maybe.
Maybe.
No, Astro Train?
Yeah.
No, a train. Yeah. How big is a train? A train is like 30 feet.
We're not talking about a full train.
No,
we're talking about the boost.
The boost
is like the engine.
He's that much. He's that big.
He's a locomotive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like 30 feet. Have you guys never seen a train before in your life?
But
I can't say.
And have you guys seen how big a space shuttle is? Have you guys never seen a space shuttle in person?
It's not. It is not that big. Where Devastator can move around, not cramped, and fight people.
Yes. Transform to Devastator, the Constructicons, and then freaking fight everybody.
with room to spare?
Well, the space shuttle is 122 feet long.
That's long. That's not tall.
Let me see. Wingspan. That's true. I had to Google. I would have to Google how tall. But he's still big. I mean, it's still proportionalized.
He
can't fit in there, but I'm just saying he's not 10 feet tall.
No, I said when he's 10 feet tall when he transforms into a robot. If Devastator is 30 feet tall standing and Astro Train just comes up to his knee, he's about 10 feet tall.
And the average train is somewhere around 75 feet.
Again,
somewhere between 50 to 75
feet. If he was laying down, yes. But he's standing up having a full brawl with people.
Oh my God, listen, it's okay. It's simple. It was explained in the comics. You ready?
What?
Expandable metal. That's it. I got you.
Scale doesn't matter in Transformers world.
Exactly. Especially back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Especially back in the 80s.
All right. So before we can do that, let me do my usual thing. Like I said, just remind everybody it's 39. This episode aired on a Saturday morning. 39 years, 11 months, and 19 days ago. So almost 40 years. We're what? We're like 12 days away from it being 40 years old.
Ooh, this episode
at that time. All right. So, Frank.
Well, I think we're ready.
Yes, I can't get started until...
Oh, you know, you got to wait until I say the magic words. Are we all ready?
I was born ready.
D?
Not as ready as him, but I was born ready also.
All right, here we go. So let's make it happen, Captain. Let's hit play.
I don't need sound to know the theme song from here.
That's so stupid.
I don't think none of us do, man.
Yeah.
All those three Autobots that were just there, had them all.
I was going to say, they all died. those three Autobots that were there, I had none of them.
But they still died.
And they said,
man, I had so many Transformer toys, man.
Next week's episode, we'll do the Wave 2 of G.I. Joe, Transformers toys.
Yes.
So,
which I'm excited for that one.
Which is, oddly enough, like next week's episode, most of these came out in Wave 2.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So the construction vehicles, what a great name, Constructicons.
Oh, yeah, simple and to the point. I love it.
You know the legs, right? The legs is what, Mixmaster?
Uh-huh.
And who's the other one?
They're orange.
You see the Constructicons stealing material.
Yeah.
From this construction site. And then you got the orange Constructicons, which aren't really Constructicons. They're just vehicles, Earth vehicles, trying to stop the Constructicons.
Yeah. Which, what are they made out of? And indestructible metal? Because a bulldozer just hit it and nothing happened.
Of course, man. These are Decepticons.
So I was saying, who's the left foot?
The left foot is him, Scrap Iron.
Okay, he's got the worst job.
The leader.
He's got the worst job. Because when Devastator mode, he just stuck like this the whole time.
Yes.
On the floor, upside down, doing this.
That's it.
That's messed up that they're allowed to fly.
You know what? At first, when I saw this, I was like, oh, man, construction vehicles? That's not cool. I was like, oh, whatever. Did you notice when he transformed back to vehicle mode, after he was in robot mode, all the stuff that they stole just magically appeared?
Of course.
He had it in his pocket.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah. So no one questioning where these Decepticons came from?
Nope, absolutely
not. Nope.
They weren't on the ship.
No, they weren't.
They were not.
They were on the ship. They were on the ship when the ship crashed. They only had like 30 Thundercrackers.
Yeah, no, but they didn't explain this. Not like how they did with the Stunticons and the Aerobots.
Or the Dinobots.
Oh, well, that's true. The Dinobots, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, I'm bored. Yeah, I was bored. I had nothing else to do.
And the Combaticons.
Well, that was after when Starscream went to, whatchamacallit, Cybertron and stole personality chips. And they gave them life. But they never explained that with Constructicons. Oh, here comes Megatron.
Is he hitting him with water? What would be hitting him? And now it's...
No. He froze him. That was like Freon, bro.
Okay, so... But it was Bumblebee and then turned into Cliffjumper. Did you notice?
I did. And look at Wheeljack. He freaking invented a weapon and it freaking kicked his own ass.
And Ironhide shoots lasers through his hands.
Yes.
Damn.
The worst shots ever.
Megatron looks really, really big.
Yeah. Why is Cliffjumper so excited?
Where's Bumblebee?
Yeah, why did Megatron get all dark?
Where's Bumblebee?
He disappeared. He's gone. He turned into Cliffjumper.
He went back inside the Ark.
He's like, hell no, I don't want any of this.
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm done.
I froze his ass and he got out of it? No, I'm good.
Hey, froze him? He bopped out. He's like, you know what? I'm done. Cliffjumper. Tap in.
Bumblebee, transform too. Cliffjumper.
Did you also notice that I feel like Megatron's voice is a little off on this?
How off?
I think it feels sounds different. It sounds a little...
Like he has a cold?
Yes, like he got a cold, right?
Okay.
So, yes. Strong sense of honor.
Here comes the part where Megatron says, all right, you mother effers, give me your powers.
Yeah.
And the Constructicons build this machine from all the parts that they stole from planet Earth.
He could have just taken out everybody. So.
Who cares? Yeah, who cares about a Cybertron code?
Uh-huh. So now Starscream being a bit of a bitch now. Like, I'm not gonna give him my powers.
Of course he's gonna cheat, Soundwave. I mean, Starscream.
Oh. Starscream's like, you're not going to cheat, are you?
He's Megatron. That's why he's awesome. You know, I've always said I want to be like Rolly when I grow up, but honestly, I want to be Megatron.
That is the smartest thing to do. The funny part is I've been here talking about this whole thing. I'm like, why no one wants to communicate with me?
Because you were gone.
He disappeared. I was gone.
Yeah. So, yeah, Starscream's like, all of a sudden, Starscream wants to be like, play by the rules. Like, we don't cheat, Megatron, do you? Megatron's like, hell yeah.
Of course we cheat.
He's trying to embarrass him in front of the other Decepticons. That's all Starscream was doing.
Yeah. And Megatron's like, I'll kill you.
Yeah, straight up.
Talk to me. I'll kill you. Talk shit about me again.
Mm-hmm.
Say it to my face.
Jazz
is one I would always want it.
There I had Jazz.
Starscream.
Apparently you had them all.
Yeah, you did.
I had a lot, Rolly. I'm not going to lie to you. I did.
So is it Megatron big enough that strong enough now he can just kill everybody?
Yeah, I was just about to say the same
Pretty
thing.
Pretty much. Yeah.
This will be the end of the war. Get it over with.
Yeah, you're going to just sit there, kill Prime, move on.
Oh, no. Once he takes Prime out, you know the rest are going to fall.
Thank you.
The rest are going to fall. Because he doesn't want Teletran 1 to realize that Megatron took on the powers of the other Decepticons. So in order for him to win, he has to cheat. And the person who loses has to leave Earth. So Teletran 1 will be able to detect Megatron and the extra powers.
So then
it voids everything out.
Okay, so
the Constructicons are digging underneath to destroy Teletran 1.
Okay, so you're saying that the guy who cheated is trying to blow up the computer so he doesn't have to leave after he cheats?
No, so No, because if Prime finds out that he cheated,
which he will,
then everything is voided.
Which he will. He will find out that he cheated.
Oh, of course he will. Because you know the nice Autobots are going to stop him.
Look how nice the Autobots roll out, one behind the other.
Mm-hmm.
Like very organized. Why is he transforming back into a car?
Right, so everyone transformed into a robot except for Ironhide.
Okay, somebody...
Ironhide.
Somebody put the wrong still in. That's what they did.
That's all they did, buddy. Look at him. He's talking shit. He's talking shit to Prime.
So I guess Bumblebee wasn't invited to this party either.
Nope.
No. Well, no, that's Bumblebee, but he's just disguised as Cliff Jumper.
So he's Bumble Jumper?
Bumble Jumper.
Yes. But hey, remember the law, Megatron. This battle is between you and me.
Oh, look, so I'm just going to let all his little people out.
Of course, man, so they can watch.
That big-ass chest.
Oh, and Megatron's unibrow is gone.
Hey, he got rid of his guyliner.
Look at that. Bam!
Look at that.
One time.
Flipped him over.
That's it.
What are you talking about? You guys are best friends. You should know this. I think he should have been dead already.
Yeah.
Look at he's just blocking it.
And look. Now Prime can shoot lasers out of his hand.
Out of his hand. That finger is just his hands. He did a, what's that called? Kamehameha.
And look. He's doing the rumble.
They all are the side telling.
You guys give me away when every time I use the power, everybody's like, that's me.
Yeah, they're telling on themselves.
Yeah.
Hey, two stars.
Look, two star screens.
Two star screens. Yeah.
Ooh, shot him in the back.
They're talking to each other.
Now, meanwhile, back at the arc.
So this was 1986. That one shot.
No, this was
1984.
I know, but I'm saying if this was 1986, because in the movie.
Oh, the movie, yes.
Megatron shot you, he just went right through the body and killed you.
That's it.
He shoots you, he's already shot him like three times.
But his face, like. And look, that's Thundercracker's sonic boom.
Still don't understand how come he didn't kill him.
Because he's toying with him, dude. He wants to embarrass him.
Boom. He's a little bitch.
And there's your robot, Jesus. Down.
He cheated Robo Jesus. That's what he did.
Yep. But you know what happens? Cheaters never win, guys. There's a lesson to you guys. Don't ever cheat.
But in the real world, you do win if you cheat.
Only cheat on
practice. No, do not cheat. No, guys, we have children. We might have children listening.
Please. People that listen to us are like over 40.
How many people listen to us older than me?
Probably.
Yeah. Who cares about honor?
My fault. I underestimated Megatron. And look at everybody's faces, except for Jazz. I'm sorry, for Wheel Jax, because you can't tell if he's smiling or not.
So how is it supposed to leave if this? Oh, look, there's a one-time Huffer did something.
Oh, is this the one where Huffer takes the trailer? Prime is like, I'm going to try and transform.
Yeah. And then Huffer goes like, I got you. I got this one.
Yeah, I don't do anything else, but let me at least do this for you, Prime.
I'm going to take this one for you. Look how tiny he is, though.
Yep. But hey, he's a true friend, though.
Yes,
look
he is.
Look how tiny he is. You guys are already leaving.
Oh, you see that? I know that broke your heart, Rolly, when you heard that. Let's roll out for the last time.
It was a little sad.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, I know, buddy.
But you saw Prime was still pulling the trailer again, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Huffer couldn't do it anymore.
He got tired.
I didn't know it was this big. It was too big for me.
I love the colors. Green and purple, man.
Green and purple. That's a good color. So this guy shoots ass. This guy can shoot acid. Shoot it at the Autobots. And shoot it at the Autobots and beat him.
Look, Teletran is activating the Dinobots. Teletran 1 calls. Dinobots respond. You gotta love the Dinobots, bro.
So, are the Dinobots? Dinobots are Devastator's arch enemies, right?
Yep.
I don't think so.
They fought in the movie.
They fought in the movie. They fight all the time. Now, the later ones, you have damn, that's a big hole. Later on, you have the combiners fight combiners, but in the G1,
yes.
I always feel Dinobots were the equal match to Devastator.
Where's Swoop?
He's coming. Or there he is, right there.
There he is. Look how little Grimlock's the same size. Look, Frank's how favorite cool. right there.
Look how cool the Dinobots are, man! I'm telling you, brother, freaking awesome. There you go, shake it, bam. Smack that ground.
Damn.
5 Dinobots, 6 Constructicons.
Yeah, but the Dinobots are powerful, man. Remember that.
Supposedly they are. Damn, that was a dumb.
My shoulder hurts.
That was stupid. That's a dumb gun.
Here it comes. Phase 1, guys. And the Dinobots are looking on like, just, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, Dinobots are just there. They're just waiting.
You know what Devastator's head looks like?
What?
You guys don't watch this show, but it's 90 Days Fiancé, No Neck Ed.
Oh.
Every time I see Devastator's head, it reminds me of No Neck Ed. But you know what, though? I never really thought about the Dinobots. I'm sorry, the Devastator being the nemesis for the Dinobots.
Look, its eyes are different now. Look at it. Just kick him in the ass.
Oh, look. Huffer says, I got it again.
I got my second win.
Yeah.
My second win. What's the law? Well, you can't fight them now?
No, that's it. They can't.
They have to technically just get the fuck out. Ignore anything else. If there's a human. If they just start shooting, Megatron starts shooting people, it was like, oh, sorry, I have to leave.
Yeah. It's Cybertron law, bro. You know Optimus Prime follows the law?
It's a bullshit law, though.
Yeah, exactly.
But look, see, Teletran 1 figured it out.
Yay. He's coming back. Hey, look, Bumblebee's back.
There he is.
Bumblebee's like, okay, we're going to fight. I'm good. Look how little Devastator looks.
Oh, definitely a hologram, buddy.
Yeah. Or Tidal Wave.
Look at that. One shot.
But one shot to Megatron, he couldn't do anything.
Nope.
Look at all these. His nostrils shot lasers.
Another freaking commercial.
His nostril, which is the one that is that snarl?
Yeah, snarl.
His nostrils.
His nostrils shot lasers. Yeah.
There we go.
Now let's see if Bumblebee's still there.
So the Constructicons fell into the lava pit. So what happened to them?
Everybody falls in a lava pit. They're all dead. So, yeah.
Just me.
Why? Get it over with.
So is the war over now?
Oh. Yeah, they're all melted. Look at that. There's Bumblebee. Terminator.
They're just waiting for the thumbs up from Megatron.
Oh, yeah, just going down.
It would have been nice if you would have done this look.
Yeah.
Little finger.
So, I don't get it. Melted lava.
No, it's not over, man. It's not over.
No, it's not, oh, man.
He came back.
Come on. Nothing can stop the Decepticons, man.
I don't get it, though.
Except 1986.
No, I don't get it, though. They all went into metal, molten lava.
Yes.
That would technically be able to melt metal.
But it didn't.
But it did it.
But they're not regular metal, though. Remember that. They're Cybertronian metal.
Oh, so you're going to say
an Earth vehicle.
Okay. But that was think, a concept. I don't know. I think.
Yeah.
I got from this cartoon is that Devastator is a little bitch. You know, one what? Shot.
Why he got to be a bitch? Yeah.
Optimus Prime shot him one time, and then boop, oh, I can't do it anymore.
No, but wait. In Devastator's defense, Optimus shot him in the crotch. That shit hurts. All right? So he was shot in the crotch. That's different.
I guess you're right on that one.
Thank you. And we're talking shit about my Devastator, my no-neck Ed.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean?
So, all right. So that was Heavy Metal War.
Yes, it was.
The first appearance of the Constructicons and Devastator, yep. and technically, as far as I can see here, the last part.
And the first time the Dinobots ever fought Devastator.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, let's give our review.
Oh, you know mine already, but you want me to recap the review for everybody?
Yep.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, so our rating system goes as follows. You ready? We got Rewind, which is a good rewatch value for the episode and the entire series. We also got Fast Forward, which means we weren't too happy with this one episode, but we want to see another one just to make sure. All right? And then, of course, we got Eject, which just means that it's bad. Basura, throw it away. It is garbage. That's what we have. I think you guys know mine.
Fast Forward?
100% Eject. What are you talking about? Yeah. Eject,
100%. Bird. All right. So yours is a Rewind.
Mine's a Rewind, 100%.
Rewind.
Yeah, 100%. All right. This is one of the best episodes of Transformers GG1. Yes, it is. It's the first appearance of Devastator, bro.
Not top 10. It is not top 10. First appearance. It is not top
10. Yes. Oh, my God. It's definitely the top 10, bro. What are you talking about?
Not top 10.
Definitely top 5.
No. Oh, God. Even worse. Nope. Not top 5.
Bro, get out of here.
Yeah.
Rolando, mute him.
You can't mute me.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Watch. You want me to mute you?
Sure. Go ahead.
Watch. Go ahead. Mute him.
Go. Now say something.
Say something.
See?
Say something.
Exactly. I can mute you. No one can hear you. Watch. Then I am God. Now you can speak. And I'm gonna mute Frank. So now Frank can't talk. Nope.
Yeah, see what I'm talking about? Boy, I tell you, no sense whatsoever. Absolutely no sense at all.
So, all right,
Rolly, what's your rating?
This one, I mean, it's a Rewind. Again, the reason we started this is all these mistakes. I find that funny.
Yes.
So I find that enjoyable.
Two star screams talking to each other.
Yeah. Those two star screams, the no neck appearance. You know, little things, and then when you rewatch it, purpose rewatch is like that, like the when Soundwave lets all his cassettes out and he pets Ravage.
Oh, you gotta love that part, man. You gotta love that part.
You know, it's like who's a good kitty? Who's a good kitty? You know,
he's taking care of him, man.
Yeah,
he's showing him love.
That so yeah, I enjoyed it. So it's a Rewind.
Awesome. How about you, D? What you got, buddy?
It's a Rewind, even though we applied. Even though we applied logic to it where Bumble Jumper made an appearance, Huffer being lazy about carrying Prime's trailer, it's still a reward.
But he did it.
No, he didn't. He did not. He made him carry it a couple times, but Even without
halfway
that,
through he stopped, but still, you know, he did it.
It's still a rewind because it's fun. Give him his props, but I disagree. With, give him his props, but, I disagree. It's not a
top 10.
It's probably a top 20, but not a top 10.
Okay, and that's when you need to stop doing whatever drugs you're doing.
Whatever.
Top 10. That is definitely a top 10. In fact, it falls into a top 5, like I said before.
Nope.
Now, fun fact, do you know what the Construction Con's real name was supposed to be?
What? Destructobots?
No. Destructoid.
Really?
Well, yeah, so, well... Sorry, Devastator's name, not Constructicon.
Devastator, okay.
the robot himself, he wasn't supposed to be Devastator. He was supposed to be Destructoid.
Destructoid. Ooh, no, I'm so glad they went with the Devastator.
Yeah. That's why on the original, the working title was the Destructoid when they combined. So he went.
Nice.
Now he's a Devastator.
He's a Devastator.
Yeah.
All right, so we got our reviews in, man. We all gave it a whatchamacallit, major thumbs up for a rewind.
Yes. So if you're out there listening and you're watching this, go ahead and watch it. If you didn't get a chance to watch it with us, go ahead and watch it. Follow us on YouTube or go to YouTube. You can watch the episode for yourself.
Exactly.
And let us know if we're right or wrong.
Yeah, and I got some amazing clips on our Instagram. I'm sorry. Yeah, our IG account. Our IG account, Instagram.
TikTok.
Just to let you know.
Or who knows? It may be one of those. Check out three. Check it out.
Or TikTok. You never know.
Yep.
All right. So I think we're good, Rolly.
Yes. Please take us home.
All right. So guess what, team? That wraps everything up here from us. My cartoon lovers, thank you for tuning in to this epic rewind, I should say, right? And do me a favor. Remember to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell for more cartoon madness. You can catch us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, and don't forget, we launched our very own Cartoon Rewind toy store, so you got to check us out. You can visit us at cartoonrewind.com to level up your collection. And of course, don't forget, for even more cartoon fun, you got to follow us on Instagram and TikTok. And until next time, my cartoon addicts, peace.